California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock cod Rick Maxa. We have the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, in the studio talking fishing.
Talking fishing, talking fun, and giving away a couple of great prizes, too. Boy, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, two great prizes on Let's Talk Hookup today. The first of which is a three-quarter day trip at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You get to go fishing, have a great time in Dana Wharf. So many awesome rides at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that you're going to get to go fishing on, a three-quarter day trip. And then in addition to the three-quarter day, we're also giving away a 5-to-5 trip to go fishing aboard the Fury with Captain Rick Doesburg. A couple of really cool opportunities to go fishing on some great boats out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
No doubt about it. 858-457-1090 is full right now. And we're having some issues with the toll-free line, but try it. See if it works for you. 877-792-1090. Have you signed up for our email blast yet? Bill Varnay, the surf fishing guru there, has done a great job with the email blast. He's sending them out weekly. This week we're going to be sending out a great story. It's going to be our monthly newsletter, a great story written by Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Wrote a great article about his world record catch down there at Cedros. So you want to check that out. If you haven't signed up for our email blast, you don't want to miss this story. It's a great story, great photos about his IGFA world record grouper that he caught down there on the kayak. So right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, just enter your email. We don't sell our email list. We just send it to you, and you'll get updates on fishing and other stuff. And, you know, Bill's got such a great website. If you're a surf fisherman and you want to buy surf fishing tackle, it's surffishtackle.com, surffishtackle.com. You're a surf fisherman, you want to get all the right gear for surf fishing, surffishtackle.com is Bill's site. It's really, really cool. Also on our website, I might add, too, we have a couple of new things on the shop page, hookup1090.com. You go to the top and hit shop. We have the Angle 22 ounce tumblers on there with the custom Let's Talk Hookup Maui Jim logo on them. $40 tumbler, we have them on sale this week for $27.99.
Ooh, nice.
It's a deal because these tumblers are the best. They're spill-proof. They hold either hot or cold liquid for, like, all day long.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. So they're on sale, and they're very limited edition with those logos on it. $27.95 regularly, $40. Again, I'm on camera. We also posted our Islander day-and-a-half kayak trip June 13 through 15 to go to San Clemente Island with your kayak on the Islander, which is a great boat. We've posted it. We're selling it exclusively on our shop page, and the spots are going very, very rapidly.
That thing sells out every year.
Only 22 spots on it. I think that's easily over half filled already. So if you want to go, you better jump on our shop page and sign up for that Islander day and a half kayak trip. All the details are on there at hookup1090.com. And Dave, before we jump back on the phones, I want to talk about the article in the Orange County Register last week about the MPAs and you going to the meeting in San Clemente and your discussion with the biologist that was is quite entertaining.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I went to the MLPA meeting. It was a request from my father. He asked me if I would check in on that because he wasn't feeling good that day. So I went on his behalf, and I kind of listened to the rhetoric, if you will.
Yeah.
And I could...
Are they lies or are they rhetoric?
Well...
Are they lying to people?
It's kind of unbelievable what they're trying to feed us. They had a water biologist come in and tell us that, which was really hard for me to take... They told us that the water is cleaner in an MLPA than it is outside of the MLPA. And after listening to the stuff for so, I couldn't take it anymore. And I know most of you that know me know I don't.
You don't hold back.
I can't keep my mouth shut. So I stood up and said, this is absolute BS. There's no way.
You actually used the words.
Yes.
Yes. Good for you.
Because I only answer to me, but... Yeah, I said it's impossible for the water to be cleaner because if you know anything about the ocean, it moves. The water moves. It doesn't stay in one place. And so for the thought that because we haven't fished in an area for 5 years or 4.5 years, to think that the water would be cleaner just because boats aren't going in there fishing, that's ludicrous. And I try to explain to people that they didn't build walls when they built MLPAs. They didn't build a wall. The water moves. Then my good friend Kenny Nielsen, who did most of the water studies for the state of California, he asked the gentleman, how many of these were made inside, how many of these water samples were taken inside of the harbor? And the guy basically said most of them were taken inside the harbor. So how can you compare that? We all know that the water inside the harbor is always going to be a little bit dirtier than the water outside the harbor. And we all know that the MLPAs were not built in harbors. So to say that was kind of ludicrous. And
it's a lie.
I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it anymore. And then the question that I asked that all of us, everybody that's listening to the show and everybody worldwide wants to know is, are you ever going to open it again? And the answer is absolutely not.
Yep.
They said that. Absolutely not. And I hope the CCA and all of us can get together and we can work on something that works for all of us, because these closures have to stop at some point. You can't keep closing down something that's absolutely fun for everyone. Fishing is fun. We're not hurting anybody by fishing.
No.
So to keep taking and taking and taking from the fishermen, I just couldn't handle it anymore. I had to go there and I had to ask the question.
Yeah. Anybody that spends any time around the ocean like we do knows that when you put millions and millions of people in an area, the real culprit is pollution, whether it be sewage outfall, treated sewage outfall, urban runoff, whatever. That's the real culprit, and they're ignoring that whole fact.
Well, right, and if they did really care, they would do something about the real, 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 real problem, the California sea lion.
Yeah.
That's the super real problem. I mean, everywhere you look, up in Washington and Oregon, everybody's having problems with these animals eating everything. Plus, what no one talks about is these animals go to the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah.
Where do they go to the bathroom at? In the water. Well, what's making the water polluted?
Just go down to La Jolla. It's like a toilet down
there. Right. And
yeah.
You can't save every... If you want to save something, save a veteran.
Yeah.
Stop saving animals.
Save a homeless guy.
Stop saving sea lions. They're not in any danger. There's way more of them than there ever should be. That's just everybody's take
on
it.
You just don't get the thing with those things is they're just too over the top protect. They got eyelashes, and that's the problem. You know, like every one, you know, you can't allow nature to take its course. One washes up on the beach because it's sickly or whatever. That's how it's supposed to happen. I mean, yeah, it's sad and everything, but like that's how it works. You can't take those things, bring them back, nurse them to health, and then plop them right back in the water again. I mean, that's just something, you know, you've got to let nature run its course. That's how it
right.
works.
We spayed and neuter our dogs and cats. We spayed and neuter our dogs and cats. You guys, if you want to, we got to spay and neuter our California sea lion. That's just the way it is, guys. There's just way, if you care about the environment at all, there's way too many sea lions. There is. There's no way around it.
There's no question. And back to the urban runoff. Such thing. Lolly and I took a beautiful hike at the Cabrillo National Monument yesterday. The flowers are the best they've ever been.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, the sea of yellow up there with the daisies blooming, if you're a fan, don't drive to the desert. Just go out to the Cabrillo National Monument and take hike down there. It is unbelievable how green and beautiful it is up there. But we were walking along, and, you know, a lot of people going down. She was looking, and it's like, what are all those people down there doing in the tide pools down there? I said, well, those are the tide pools. I said, that used to be. Because those tide pools are dead.
Right.
Because of the sewage outfall that's just a half a mile down the road there. When I was a kid, we used to go out there and the tide pools were alive. There, you go down there now, they're dead.
Right.
And it's not because of overfishing. It's not
that
happens to be an MPA also. That
zone the sea
right
lions
there.
Have destroyed.
But it's the sea lions.
Area.
It's urban runoff. It's all that stuff. It has nothing to do with marine protection.
Me and
areas,
you catching a fish.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, enough of that.
All right.
Let's go talk to a real fisherman, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels.
What's
morning,
up, Ken?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Ken.
Hello. I got to tell you, I have been involved with the Oceanside Anglers Club for over 20 years. And when we have Dave come and speak to our club, it is a packed house, standing room only. It is a comedy show, and we ended up this last one. He spoke to our club last month, and we had 16 kids there because the kids show up when Dave shows up.
Yeah,
and they all got something from Dave, and it's just the coolest thing ever. He is all about the kids. We love you, Dave.
Thank you, Kenny.
Absolutely love you.
That's rad. Cool.
And while I got you on the phone, hey, next week we have our 20th annual halibut tournament, Ocean Side Anglers Club halibut tournament on Saturday. So any of you halibut guys out there want to sign up and come up here and fish some halibut for some pretty good money, we got the sign-up sheet here at the shop, and come on down and fish.
Right there in the Oceanside Harbor. Right there, man. That's such a great halibut tournament. And this year, man, there is some halibut zone around Oceanside, boy. This year could be an epic year, huh, Ken?
Yeah, we've already weighed a 43-pounder.
Woo! No way. Right on. That's cool, Ken.
Nice. All right, Ken. Ken's Custom Reels right there. As you drop down in the harbor, turn right, and you can't miss it right next to the restaurant there. Ken, thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you.
See you guys soon.
See you, Ken.
Right,
Kenny.
Very good. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Well, you got it. Everybody's excited to talk to Dave. Why don't we next up talk to Brock? He comes from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Brock. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Brock.
Hey, good morning to you guys. I just heard you talk about Ricky, and my dad was roommates with him when they were both skinny and young in their 20s, and Rick was always just bitching. And I got to go out on the Sun Fun way back in the day, and as a young kid, he had me believing I could catch a 180-pound bluegill back in the day. So
wow.
He was always a good guy, and just wanted to pass along a thanks for, you know, promoting Ricky and the ship. He's always been a good human being.
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's one of the good guys.
Yeah, Rick Dozberg, the Fury, 5-5 run out of Dana Ora Sport Fishing, nothing better.
He's one of the reasons why I do what I do. He's my hero growing up. Yeah, that was right. The guy.
Well, if you talk to him, tell him Brock says hello, because I haven't talked to him for quite a long time.
You got it, Brock.
All right.
And he got a penguin.
Who
else got that?
The only captain on the coast to ever catch a penguin.
Yeah,
that was me dressed up, believe me.
Thanks, Brock, for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to Bruce? He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, question for Dave. How do you like fishing the iron for calicos versus the swim baits?
I love to fish the surface iron for the calicos when they get in that spawning mode, and they love to get up on the surface and eat that slow wound surface iron, like an avocado or a lime green, something like that. Because I like to watch the reaction bite. I like to watch the fish jump out of the water and eat the iron. I'm not really much of a lure fisherman. I'm more of a bait fisherman, but when that fish starts to key up on that surface iron, I'm way into it. I'm not much into that crankbait, swim bait stuff like Corey Sannon and Jimmy Decker and those guys. We all laugh about it, but I'm a bait guy. But when it starts to switch over to the surface iron, I'm all over it. I always have a couple surface irons on the boat when I go, and I love it when they bite the surface iron.
It's so awesome.
I don't know if there's a more fun way to catch a fish than catch them on the surface iron.
Though. Yeah, yellows.
Something about it, man.
Tuna, everything. When they eat that surface iron, it's the best.
Cool. That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back in, and this time talk to Mark, who's calling us from Aliso Viejo this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for answering. Quick question. So I got a new spinning reel for the bluefin to try to get some bumpers on this year. And if I was going to get a rod wrap for that reel, what would you recommend for a blank?
This is going to mainly be for bluefin tuna fishing, that kind of thing?
Obviously, that's hopefully we can get a repeat as last year. So it might do it for the larger yellowtails for iron and stuff. But obviously, with what happened last year, it'd be nice to get some of that bluefin.
Sure. A little bit of it depends on your budget, for sure. If you were looking for ultimate rod for throwing popper, things like that, for catching that big tuna, Shimano makes a rod called the Osea. It's an 83H is the model. It's a long rod. It's a very light, very, very light tip section. I would call it a moderately fast taper, but it's got a lot of power at the bottom end or butt section of the rod. And that's that's like the super high-end overseas, you know, made-for-jigging popping rod, but they're not cheap. They're an expensive rod, but that would be your ultimate. For a good, you know, popper rod, those Therese, 78 heavy would be another really good one for the tuna. That's the rod that Pete Grossbeck and those guys on Controlled Chaos used to catch those cow bluefins that they got with it. If you were looking for a blank and you wanted to wrap it yourself, you best to probably go with a conventional style rod that's just wrapped on the opposite side of the spline, like a CalStar 800 heavy or maybe an 800 extra heavy, something like that. Some kind of a graphite composite rod, something lightweight, if you wanted to go the route of having a blank and then wrapping it up on your own.
There you go. Good call. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090. Been a busy morning. All those lines are full. You got a chance right now.
Don and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Yeah, what's up, Don?
Hey, well, I called for one thing, and the more I listen, the more I change. The sea lion thing is is crazy. If they're going to save them, let's spay and neuter them like we do our dogs. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just getting out of control. The reason I did call in this morning is Rick from Sport Fishing Financial was looking for some help with the pens down in Dana Point, and I'm one of those old guys that walks my dog down there every morning. I'm about a block from the harbor. So.
Yeah, cool.
And just a quick comment on Rick and the guys on the Fury. Great boat. Try to fish it during the season at least every other week, man. Great crew.
Yeah.
Great, great operation down there. I'm so blessed to be so close to them.
Well, good for you for wanting to help out Rick and that pen down there in Dana Point. And just contact you. Check sportfishingfinancial.com. Shoot an email to Rick.
I've actually got his website up right now as we speak. That's what I was doing when you guys answered the phone.
That's
great
rad,
show at Del Mar, guys. Always great speaking to you. You guys have a great day, and I hope we get some bluefin like we did last
year. Yeah.
Good for you
good
for
call,
helping
Don.
Out there, Don.
Great
I appreciate
season.
That.
All right, gentlemen. Thank
very
you.
Good. Hey, you know, right now is normally when we hear from Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, to do the fishdope.com report. So give it to us, Dave.
Okay. Well, first of all, we were talking about that surface iron. Let me just tell you something. I'm a bait guy. I taught Kelly how to fish bait. That's kind of what she likes to do is fish bait. But one day we were fishing this rock in Dana Point. It's one of our favorite places to fish. And I put a surface iron on Kelly's rod, and she was hooked from that point forward. She just wants to fish the lure. She wants to fish she thinks it's so cool not to have to change your bait every minute or so. She was catching bass every cast on the surface iron, and she fell in love with the jig, fishing the iron. Then she got in with War Baits, and Efren gave her a bunch of stuff and sponsored her. She's loving that lure fishing, which is kind of goes against me, but that's okay. So look at, here's what's going on out on the water right now. You go over to Catalina, Greg Obi-Mako sitting on the backside between Ben Weston and China Point with a full load of squid. If you're going to Catalina this time of year, you got to have that squid bait. It's the most important thing going on over at the island right now. You take that squid, you go to the backside, middle, somewhere on the real middle of the back, find some conditions. There's some sea bass on the beaches up there. There's some yellows. They're not big yellows. They're Catalina yellows. They're that 10-pound yellow. That's a beautiful fish to catch, great fish to get introduced to the yellowtail fishing for your children. It's an awesome fishery over there at Catalina. I love Catalina because if something happens, you can always go into Avalon, have lunch, get everybody off the boat for a few minutes. So Catalina is like my go-to spot when I'm guiding. That's where I like to go. Then we go down the coast where Ricky and Peter from down here in San Diego. My goodness, what's going on down here? Yellowtail under the kelp paddies. And while you're fishing the kelp, you got bluefin popping up all around the boat. This started happening in March. I mean, yesterday, Pete had to keep telling everybody it's April 1st, but this isn't an April Fool's. You know, you had Ryan there on the San Diego calling in. He had fish over 100 pounds 2 days ago. I mean, come on, really? You guys, like I've been saying all year, if you're waiting to go fishing, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You got to get out there. You got to go. Fishing's fun, even if you're not catching.
And you heard Gundy talking about halibut and Brian talking about halibut on the inside and how good it is, that Oceanside Halibut Tournament next week that we just heard about. I mean, time to go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inshore, offshore, whatever. Fishdope.com has it all, whether it be inshore or offshore. Danny, you talk to Danny every day? Maybe
me and Danny talk 2-3 times a day.
Yeah.
I have to call Danny to get information so I know where to go, too, because he's locked in on everybody. Danny knows everybody. Danny knows the stuff that's happening. Before it even happens, he's already on top of it. It's amazing how good Danny is on this whole thing.
And fishdope.com has the reports. I use it. Rick uses it. You use it every day. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. We just reloaded our stock of codes on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. If you've been trying to use that code, it didn't work, try again. It's working now. HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $20 off, new membership to fishdope.com. And this report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. Hey, it's Japan's leading fish hook. Live or frozen, the most important thing to remember is that rigging squid use a Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong hook. That is the hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter. While every captain has its own tricks on how to rig a squid, there's no question which hook to use is the Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong. It's available now at your favorite tackle store.
All right, and I got to say, the best way to make squid is to go just buy it from Greg.
Go,
you know,
have
that's the best thing in the world. Just call him up on the radio with a pocket full of money, and you're done. You don't get your boat dirty. You don't have
right.
to be up at night. You don't have That is the ticket.
The best way to catch squid is with $60 bills.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to hear more about Day at the Docks. We're going to be hearing more of your phone calls. Tons of great reports coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Hey, next week, what we've been talking about all morning is Day at the Docks, a week from today, the 39th annual Port of San Diego's Day at the Docks, and we have Catherine Miller, who organized a thing way long ago, I believe 39 years ago, right, Catherine?
From the very beginning.
Yeah, so cool, indeed. Catherine.
Yeah. And so tell us about it. Day at the Docks, 39th annual, next Sunday.
Well, actually, you're going to start the day off for us a little early at 7 o'clock down there, I understand, with the live broadcast.
Indeed.
We'd love that.
Yeah, it's great. We have fun.
So we've got wonderful things in store this year. We've got a full lineup of seminars. They'll be actually on our website later on this week. Probably by Tuesday they'll be up. We've got a couple special things happening this year. Mike Ferrier, who is, you might know, is an IGFA trustee and a historian for the Tuna Club, is going to be doing an antique tackle roadshow kind of thing.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Mike is the man.
He is the man. He's just, he knows so much. But he's suggesting that people have tackle, they don't know, really know its origins. Bring it on down. He'll give you the time to explain what you might have, and you never know.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That you is really going to be cool.
Maybe put a value on some, you know, antique rod and reel that got passed down kind of thing?
Well, I'll tell you, I know in my case, I grew in my grandparents' house, and so there's a lot of fishing tackle here that dates way back, and some of the things I don't have history on, and Mike can certainly provide that.
That's well, cool.
It's like antique roadshow fishing style.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Bill Melton's going to be down there from the Port of San Diego. As you know, they're going to be redoing the Shelter Island boat ramp this next year.
Yeah, of course. They're starting like any day now, I believe, right?
Any day now, and so they're going to be closing it, but for about 9-10 months, Bill's going to be talking about what's going to be the end product, beautiful renovation of the boat club.
Yeah, Bill's the chief engineer. We've had him here on Let's Talk Hookup several times, and that's going to be very educational. He'll have a booth there with kind of a rendering and the whole deal?
The whole deal.
All right,
nice.
As everyone knows, it's 9 to 5, the whole event. It's absolutely free. Open house on the boats in the fleet, boat rides around the bay, kids fishing areas at each of the three landings, and we have the help of the San Diego Rod and Reel Club and San Diego Anglers helping kids catch their first fish in that kids fishing adventure.
I always loved the kids' ponds when I was a kid. I mean, I remember, like, some of my earliest memories are going down a day at the docks and fishing in the pond and catching a mackerel or whatever they may be, and it's always so much fun and very kid-friendly place. Everything's free, face paint, balloons, and just the whole nine. It's a really, really fun event.
It's a funny thing, but I've met people that work on the sport boats that have told me I caught my first fish at Day at the Docks.
That's cool.
That's pretty amazing. And 39 years, Catherine, who'd have thought, right?
Well, it's grown every year. It's really pretty fantastic. So
yeah.
All the major tackle manufacturers are there. We've got great support. People want to talk about fishing.
Fantastic. It's a great day. It's a week from today. Starts off with the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be right in front of Fisherman's Landing there in our usual spot. And always fun. We have kind of a variety show like we talked about. We pull from everybody at the event, bring them in, and give them a chance to talk about what they're doing and what they're involved in at Day at the Docks. It's a really, really a great event. And it's all free. And what about parking, Catherine? That's always an issue.
We suggest people park on Shelter Island. We've got a free double-deck shuttle running all day.
Okay.
So head on down to Shelter Island, park, no worries, and come back into the event. So.
Very good. Well, looking forward to it. The 39th annual Day at the Docks, a week from today, Sunday, starts at 7, and the actual event starts at 9 o'clock. Hey, thanks, Catherine, for joining us. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks very much.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Look who's on the line. Scott Sherman. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Sherm.
Hey, guys. Great show again. Good to hear from you, Dave. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Good to hear from you.
Hey, taking the Parker out on Wednesday probably, and was just kind of wanting to pick your all brain on what we should be targeting and where we should be going. Sounds like bluefin and patties might be a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then if we do go for the bluefin, are they bait, surface iron, poppers? What's been the ticket lately?
Well, what I was listening to yesterday from Booger there on the San Diego is that flat fall seems to be the ticket. You know, it's early season, a lot of fish on the meter, doesn't see the big spots of foamers, so that popper or that live bait's probably going to be tough to get a bite on. It's going to be more of that flat fall type of things, type of situation, you know. Fishing that lure that you like that sinks down deep to get down to where those fish are is probably going to be your best bet. A lot of slowing down and looking for those turns like we were talking about earlier. You're going to have to really slow down and look and pay attention because it's not going to be that foaming fish up on the top or breezers. You're going to have to slow down and take a look around. That's what I was suggesting. Every kelp patty, you have to look at every single one because there's some out there that are holding hundreds of yellowtails. So you just got to look. You just got to pay attention.
And I know you love doing this. The smaller stuff, like that 2 to 5 pound stuff, let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, let it grow up.
Get the bigger ones, right, Dave?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let them go. Let them grow.
Indeed. But I'll tell you what, one of the keys, Scott, that I heard is watching for the turn birds because the stuff's not up on the surface yet. And even like Dave said earlier, one turn bird could be a big school of bluefin. Yeah, for sure.
A lot of breezers, it sounds like. You know, I mean, the fish aren't in that mode of just giant foaming, you know, schools, but there's plenty of fish sign. It's just more subtle sign. Like you said, little spots of birds that are clearly on fish, you got to get up in front of them and shut down and put baits out in front of them, or small breezers and things like that. So, and we had a customer that was fishing a yellowtail kelp that had a bunch of small yellowtails on it, and then said they, you know, all of a sudden looked at their meter and, well, there's a big worm down below, and another one. They dropped their flat fall, and they caught a 50-pound bluefin.
Sweet.
So, you know, just be aware of your surroundings and get on it.
All right, Scott. Thanks a lot, and good luck on your trip.
All right, guys. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
All right. Very good. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those packed phones.
You got it. Hey, just one other note, too. We were talking about all the great stuff going on at Day of the Docks. I got a message from Mike Lum reminding us, and I know you mentioned yesterday, that the Captain Rollo Reel a Week tickets are going to be available for the first time at Day at the Docks. They're going to do 30 weekly drawings plus that bonus grand prize drawing. Everything, and that's the thing too. The Reel a Week is for all really good reels. You know, it's all
and
really,
it sold
really
out
nice stuff.
Quickly last year, so
exactly.
You want to jump on it.
Yeah, it's only 1,500 tickets get sold in total, and it's all first come first serve. They're only $25, and once you buy it, you're entered for the entire event. It's a really, really cool promotion that Mike and you and everybody from Rollo put together.
Yep. Check it out. The Rollo booth is going to be at Day at the Docks. Don't
All right.
miss it.
Hey, let's jump right back in. Talk to Richard, who's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Richard.
This question's for Dave.
Yes.
I figure all the boats you've guided on, you probably have a lot of electronic experience in different configurations that work or, more importantly, don't work.
Right.
So I'm looking at I just replaced my Elite 5 with a 7TI from Lowrance, and debating on the structure scan, total scan transducer for that coverage area, but do I sacrifice too much in depth for that and those type of transducers now? And I'm using it on a pro angler offshore. I'm not going way out offshore, but I do go chase tuna if they come in the canyons. So
right. Well, what I'm going to tell you is what I've seen most guys do with that structure scan is they're going too fast when they're looking, and it's not giving the machine time to catch up with what's going on. If you come down to about 7 or 8 knots, you're going to get a much better picture, a much cleaner picture. You're going to do much better fishing those things in shallower water. They're made for looking at structure, hence the name structure scanner. So when you get offshore and you start looking around for tuna with that thing, it's going to lose a lot of the resolution because it's not finding a bottom. So it's like searching for, and there's no bottom there. Those things were really designed for mostly structure-type fishing in 60 to 120 feet of water or shallower, you know, like the bass guys fishing 15, 20 feet of water. That's what those things were designed for. They're really, really not that I'm just trying to help, and I'm sorry, Lawrence, if I'm making you mad, but they're really not designed for that offshore fishery where you're scanning out into just open blue water, if that makes any sense to you at all.
Yeah, and you want more of a just a standard transducer, preferably a 1 kilowatt.
Right. If you can get that, if you financially can afford a 1 kilowatt, then that's going to be your best bet. And most of the time when you're offshore, you're going to just be using the up and down mode, not the outside scanning mode, because that wasn't really designed for that in open water.
Yeah, there you go. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, let's find out what's cooking here. Our buddy Yanni is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show today. Dave is such a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you, Yanni. He is.
Yeah, before I get into the menu real quick, Dave, I lived, surfed, and fished in Dana Point for 30 years, and calico bass fishing along those boilers, there is nothing like it, period.
No, there isn't, and thank God they didn't get that when they closed Laguna, because Laguna was my favorite place on the whole planet Earth to fish. We lost it, but we didn't lose South Laguna and Dana Point, thank goodness, because that's an unbelievable fishery.
I went to every MLPA meeting and talked as long as I could about Dana Point. Please don't close it.
Yeah, we got blessed because the Navy SEAL team uses Dana Point as one of their places, so that's why they didn't close it, because you don't even know what's going on at Dana Point in the middle of the night. The Navy SEALs are using that thing, and that's why they couldn't close it.
Cool.
That's
right. Wow.
Thank God for the Navy SEALs.
Yeah, good.
Well, listen, you guys are talking about all the white sea bass over in Catalina and the yellowtail that are under the kelp, but we've got some nice sizable white sea bass hanging around our shores, too, and I'm glad everyone's kind of focusing on these bluefin. Good buddy of mine, Chris Blevins, caught a nice 64-pound white sea bass, and I'm continuing to create white sea bass dishes. So my latest dish is a white sea bass Veracruz, and it is the most authentic Veracruz dish you can get, and yet you can simply make this dish in 15 minutes. It's frying up some beautiful white sea bass and some flour, and then putting Veracruz salsa on top of that. Now, Veracruz salsa is a lot different than your mainland Mexico salsas. Veracruz, the region of Veracruz down in the southeastern portion of Mexico, is full of Mediterranean influences from Spain. And so the salsa has green olives. It's got capers. And instead of cilantro, we've got parsley. So I encourage you guys to take a look at this recipe and to give it a shot. And it'll bring you right to the shores of Veracruz. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, go ahead. Luscious. Fishermansbelly.com. It's up there. I know, well, Yanni, you'll get it to me, and I'll put it up on our Angler's Table section of our website, hookup1090.com, very, very soon. Yanni, you're such a great guy and such a great asset to have in the fishing industry. Thanks for being there for us.
You guys, thank you, and happy fishing, you guys.
Indeed. Thanks, all right, fishermansbelly.com. Check it out. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you will. Thanks, right. Guys.
See,
have
Yanni.
A great day.
Thank you very much. Hey, speaking of a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, we'll be doing another live broadcast, and that's going to be at Big Bay Yachts right there in Intrepid Landing. Intrepid Landing is right next to Point Loma Seafoods on the harbor there in America's Cup Harbor in Point Loma, right next to the San Diego Landings. You can't miss it.
Keep going.
Just keep going on that new, you see the newest building in on the waterfront in Point Loma, that's Intrepid Landing, right there. And our buddy Scott Lampe owns Big Bay Yachts. He's been around for a long time. He's a great guy. And, in fact, his daughter used to work at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Madison.
Right?
Madison. Mad Dog. Yeah. She's the best.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And he's going to be premiering the new Albemarle 25-foot. That's an awesome, awesome vessel. And he's got the Cobia 23 and 27 at ridiculous sale prices. It's also going to be the premier event for Seakeeper.
Yes.
They're going to have the Seakeeper demo boat all the way from the East Coast in, and it's going to be the first opportunity to check out Seakeeper. We're going to have Berkeley Andrews there. Pete Grosbeck will be there. And Andrew, who's the CEO of Seakeeper, will be on the phone with us at our live broadcast. You don't want to miss it. Free food. The fun all begins for his open house at Big Bay Yachts on Friday, the 14th of April at 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Free food, and check out all the boats, and the Seakeeper demo boat will be available. And then Saturday, the 15th, 7 a.m., we'll do a live broadcast, and the Seakeeper demo boat and the open house will be going all the way to 1. If you want to ride the Seakeeper demo boat, go on the Seakeeper website. You can go to our links page, hookup1090.com, and click on the Seakeeper website, and then click on to take a ride, and then sign up for your opportunity to test out for free the Seakeeper at Big Bay Yachts. That's Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th of April. A couple weeks away, it's going to be a great event.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get, you know, like you say, that Seakeeper is one of those things that you can't, you just can't imagine it until it just defies everything you know about boats. So it's very cool to get to see it in action.
Yes, indeed. And check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with great information. Lots of turkey hunting and tuna hunting, and on the front cover is Ben Seacrest's daughter.
Yeah, that's cool.
How about that? With a very, very nice calico bass, Summer Seacrest, shining on the front of that cover with a beautiful calico. I'll bet she was with her dad.
I'll bet you're right. Yeah. Or Uncle Al.
Yeah. Or maybe Uncle Al.
Could be Uncle Al.
Yeah, could be Uncle Al. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right.
We'll see ya. At Day at the Docks too. I'm sure that we're looking forward to that a week from today. That's going to be a fun event too.
We got a lot of cool stuff coming up, man. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So we've got that event. We've got Day at the Docks live broadcast next Sunday. We've got the following Saturday we'll be at Big Bay Yachts. And what else is going on? We've got Captain Ryan Bastian on the week after that, and John Ireland the week after that, and then. So much
Tim
stuff
Ekstrom going. Next Saturday.
Yeah, that's Tim Ekstrom's next Saturday. And, wow.
All good, buddy. Let's
do
it.
For sure.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones because they're packed up. They want to talk to Dave. How about we talk to Johnny? Called us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Johnny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Good.
Hey, I was just calling. I heard you guys mention the 5-to-5 earlier. And
yeah.
I was wondering, what do you guys target on that trip? And what's the recommended tackle to take with you?
Well, Ricky goes over to Catalina on 90% of those trips unless that tuna pops up between here and there. But I would bring a 12, 15-pound rod and, like, maybe a 30-pound rod, and I think you'd be fine that way in case that bigger yellow or something shows up. But the 12, 15-pound rod, you can catch calicos all day as you wait for something else to happen. But he's going to basically fish that east end of Catalina from, like, on the backside he can get all the way up to Salta Verde, and then on the front, he can get up there to Italian Garden. Well, he can't go to Italian, to Long Point area. The problem with the front side of the island, though, is the sea lion. So he's going to basically stay on that back side of the island most of the day, fishing calico bass. And the same zone that he's in is where the yellows and the sea bass and all that stuff is. So you just got to be ready. 12, 15-pound rod and a 30-pound rod, I think you're set for the day over there. You're going to have a great day on the Fury.
Indeed. And you can book it right online, DanaWorfSportFishing.com. And link it right to our website and right on there. And click on that banner on the front page, and you can save on half and three-quarter day trips. Not on the 5-to-5 on the Fury, but going with Doesburg, it's worth whatever price they're paying.
Absolutely.
Sure. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to Rob. He's calling us from Mission Beach this morning. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, Cam, guys. You guys, I heard you talking about Lake Barrett, and I don't know where Lake Barrett's at. How do we get to Lake Barrett? And what's the main species that you catch out there?
Well, Lake Barrett is a largemouth bass fishery, and there's also bluegill and crappie, but mainly a largemouth thing. Yeah, and it's just in the east county of San Diego, the farther east county part of San Diego. If you're familiar, it's below Lake Morena, and it's above Loveland. It's, you know, it's east of Alpine, probably a 45-minute drive from center San Diego.
Yeah, if you look at a map, if you turn off, Hopatool Valley Road.
Uh-huh.
You go left, you go up to Lake Cuyamaca.
Right.
You go right, you go down into Lake Barrett.
You got it.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it is. Hey, it's worth it. April 11th for the Ticketmaster. It's worth the price.
I know I'll be dialing.
If you can get in.
Yeah, I know I'll be dialing.
For sure. All right, let's try and sneak in one more.
Right? Rich and Bradley, not a whole lot of time. You got a quick question for us, Rich?
Yeah, I'm kind of a transplant from Southern California, trying to be my own captain up here on the Central Coast. And I'm wondering what kind of research I can do, like on maps or things like that, to find the right kinds of rocks, because it's all about the rock fishing up here. I'm hoping maybe a guide like Dave could maybe kind of give me the ideas of where I should start looking before I actually get out on the water.
Well, you're going to have to pay close attention to the California Fish and Wildlife website and make sure that you're not fishing over the line, which is the depth of water. Everything's different everywhere you go, so you have to be really conscious of the depth of water that you're fishing. And then once you figure out...
I've got to be a lawyer up here.
What?
You just about have have to be a lawyer to go fishing.
Yeah,
correct.
True.
Correct. So you got to pay attention to that. You got to pay attention to what type of rockfish it is. And then most of the rockfish spots, guys hang on to really tight, and they don't want to give it up. What part of Central California are we talking about?
Avila Beach, Morro Bay, places like that.
So drive around. Get out there by that power plant, Diablo Canyon, that's got a pipe coming off of it. That pipe is loaded with fish all the time. And the thing is Avila Beach stopped their sport fishing operation 2 years ago, so that stuff's really healthy and really ready to bite. You can go up there and fish that Diablo Canyon power plant pipe, and you'll be just fine. A couple of guys, you'll catch plenty of fish, lean cod, stuff like that, 100 feet of water or less.
Great Sweet. Call. That's
Have
awesome,
fun.
Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. A three-quarter day trip at a Dana War Sport Fishing and a 5-to-5 for Captain Rick Doesburg. Going to be a couple of great spots. Hey, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for two big events in one, happening on the waterfront in Point Loma, San Diego. It's the grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing and the first West Coast appearance of the Sea Keeper demo boat. Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th. On Friday afternoon, 1 to 7, Scott Lampe will host an open house, open boat at Big Bay Yachts and will have free food and beverage. See and ride the Sea Keeper demo boat and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27 center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices. Big Bay Yachts is also the dealer for Albemarle, including the Fantastic 25 Express that makes its premiere at the Big Bay Yachts dock at Intrepid Landing on Saturday, April 15th. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 with free breakfast and a Sea Keeper demo boat for free rides. Plus, let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarle, and brokerage boats like the 48 Tiara. Open house and open boats right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com, and we'll see you Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the winner of a pair of passes, going three-quarter day fishing at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, is going to Brock in Encinitas, and a pair of tickets to go fishing on the Fury 5-to-5 trip with Captain Rick Doesburg. That's going to Johnny in Lakeside. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love it. Nowhere better fishing than the friendly folks up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah, and thanks to Don, and thanks to Donna up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Appreciate their support of Let's Talk Hookup, of course, always, and they're always right there for us.
I love Dana Wharf.
No doubt about it. It's a great spot. You grew up at that place.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to
Dana
Wharf.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of where I learned how to do everything that I do.
Great job, Dave.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you very
Dave.
Much.
Gosh, you were so
Thank
in control
you.
Today. Congratulations.
Thank you very
I know,
much.
Really
I think
good.
That prep talk yesterday phone call helped.
So, if somebody wants to go fishing with Captain Dave, how do we do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways, guys. I can take you on your boat or I can take you on my boat. You just give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I'm always on Fish Dope giving reports. Plus, now my new little toy is Facebook Live. I'm giving you live on the water all day, every day. Every time I'm out there, I'm on the Facebook Live. So check me out, Dave Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. become my friend on Facebook, and we'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah, got to check it out. Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, a big show with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Really looking forward to having Tim in the studio here. That's going to be a fun time talking big fish fishing. And then next Sunday, like you heard, live at Day at the Docks right there at the San Diego Landings. We'll be right in front of Fisherman's Landing. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.